Well, hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon. And today it's time for a 5-Minute Friday all about probiotics. If you are a person who doesn't know about probiotics, I'm going to teach you all the reasons why there are good and bad bacteria, and you need to have more good bacteria to have better skin. Probiotics in general are great. They're microorganisms that are beneficial to the entire body. In case you didn't know it, you live in symbiosis with a host of good bacteria that populates your colon, your respiratory tract, and your skin. And they are protective. They're a shield against bad bacteria. They prevent inflammation and premature aging of the skin, and they really boost our immune function. So we're all paranoid right now about germs and being obsessively clean and using hand sanitizers and disinfecting bleaches. I just want to remind you that your skin needs to have a diverse bacterial ecosystem with good bacteria that are beneficial, and you need to get that from contact with the environment, as well as good food sources that are probiotics, as well as probiotic supplementation is another way you can do that. So, what can probiotics help with? Number one, they can help with a variety of skin conditions, and research has proven that patients who have acne, eczema, rosacea, and psoriasis actually can benefit and have improvement in the level of inflammation of their skin by starting an excellent topical or oral probiotic. These can leave your skin looking healthier and actually reverse some of the problems caused by these skin conditions. If you're not using probiotics and you have rosacea or eczema, once you start, your skin will actually stabilize and have a lot less inflammatory lesions and redness. Number two, probiotics help with visible signs of aging. They can actually help build collagen, which gives the skin stronger structure and smoothness. They can definitely have more benefit in terms of protecting you from sun exposure, fine lines, and wrinkles. Number three, probiotics can improve the level of hydration of your skin. Certain probiotic strains can strengthen your skin barrier, which reduces transepidermal water loss from the skin surface and results in the skin staying slightly thicker and slightly more hydrated. So I think it's so important to not strip your skin with harsh facial cleansers, antibacterial soaps, and excessive microplaning, dermabrasion, or just using rough products that scrub, like Clarisonic scrubbers. You got to go easy on that, because the more you really aggressively handle your skin, the more you're going to find that you're going to have irregularities and breakdowns of the skin surface, and bad bacteria can enter that way. Number four, probiotics can help prevent breakouts and clarify your skin. And certain types of food will increase your body's skin oil productions, resulting in clogged pores and acne. Acne-prone skin has elevated inflammatory response. So taking a probiotic and avoiding these foods that are high glycemic index, like carbs, like sugars, like chocolates, like androgen content foods, like nuts, all of these are great ideas to reduce your skin's acne tendencies. Number five, probiotics can improve the skin sensitivity level. So you diminish the amount of acne scarring and you diminish the amount of inflammatory change of the skin, and more smoothness occurs. So less blemishes, and topical application of probiotics is one way that you can have skin that repairs faster. And we do that with both stem cell growth factors that improve the turnover over the skin, as well as with probiotic application. What are types of probiotics that are good for the skin? The type of bacteria that's most commonly noted is Bifidobacterium lactis, and it's a strain of HN019, for those of you research scientists out there, and Lactobacillus acidophilus. So acidophilus milk, products like yogurt, which have live active cultures, kefir, kombucha. These are all things that you can have in your diet that are beneficial to bring probiotics. In general, fermented foods are quite good. So you can have kimchi, you can have foods that are pickled. Adding some probiotics internally, ingesting them on a daily basis, is so beneficial. I love yogurt in the mornings. I think that that has extra benefit. And remember, when it comes to your healthy gut, you want to do probiotics on a daily basis, especially if you've been through a bout of an antibiotic for infection that wipes out all the good bacteria in your colon. You can buy probiotic pills these days everywhere, like Trader Joe's and the vitamin store. But your best source of probiotics is definitely eating a diet rich in plant-based foods and supplementing with active live culture foods. So that's a really important take-home message, that if you eat the right things, your colon will populate with better bacteria, which in turn impacts your skin. And the more you do a plant-based diet, the less you have heavy fats, heavy glycemic index, heavy meats. You're going to transform the type of bacteria that live synergistically with you in your colon, and you're going to have better metabolism, weight loss improvements, and improvements to your overall skin. So just to remind you, eat your yogurt, have your probiotics, try kombucha, it's delicious, and think outside the box. You want to have a different and better diet than you normally do. That's it for now, guys. Don't forget to find me on my Instagram doing amazing things with people's faces. And you can definitely check me out on our website, www.beautybydrk.com. And that's where we have lots of blog posts with information about the top tips and trending things you can do for your skin. Love you and stay beautiful.